Tuesday, September 18, 2007.
Okay, let's try to start with the blood regret. So Jeremy, did you see the answer to your question, Jeremy? Should we just call you Yermio?
No. My name's not even Yermio. That'd be impressive if it was, though.
What's your Hebrew name?
What's your Hebrew name?
Does your shirt come in over? What do you say? So the question was what? So.
Does your shirt come in over?
I was wondering if we were even born. Get out of here.
I don't know. What is that?
A Nachal recorder.
Nachal recorder?
It's Yosef. My name's Yosef.
There's way too much Yiddish.
Moshe Aryeh.
Moshe Aryeh. Okay, so your question was...
I'm not calling Moshe Aryeh.
That what? What's the idea of tefillah? What's the idea of tefillah? Right? You're saying, why do we start out with the bakasha? Why do we start out with the shevach?
Right.
What are we trying to do? Right? What are we trying to do with the shevach? So you saw the Rambam? You saw the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah? Yeah, so... Oh, you didn't get that message?
No, we got the message.
You got the message. Okay, you didn't get the chance? Okay, so what does the Rambam say?
Told you
what does Ram say? Hilchos
Tefillah?
Originally,
the beginning, the very beginning.
It says it's a positive commandment.
Of what?
There, to die.
What's the commandment of Tefillah?
It's
Avoda.
Okay. And he says there's no specific form for the word time.
Well, he does.
So the mitzvah is what? It's a positive mitzvah. It's a machlokes rishonim, but according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is la'avod et Hashem b'chol yom b'tefillah. Right? Ve'avadtem et Hashem elokeichem. Mipi Hashmu lomdu she'avoda zu hi tefillah. She'nema u'lo'ovdo b'chol levavchem. Amrucham ezu hi avoda she'belev zu tefillah. Yeah. So that's what the Rambam says. That what? That really, what's the mitzvah of tefillah? What's the mitzvah of tefillah? The mitzvah of tefillah is a certain type of avodas Hashem. It's an avodas Hashem. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is avodas Hashem. Okay? And how does this avodah... It's avodah shebelev. And how does this avodah take place? So he says... He says, "Chiyav mitzvah zu kachu, shehi adam mischanein u'mispalel b'chol yom u'magish shvachu shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'yachar kach shoel tzorkov shu tzorch lehem b'vakasho u'b'tachano v'yachar kach nosein shevach v'hodoy l'Hashem al hatova sheishbiya lo kol echad l'fi kocho." So that's the mitzvah midaraisa, according to the Rambam. It's an avodah. And what is the avodah? The avodah has three components. The avodah has three components. It has the shevach, right? Magid shevacho, then shoal tzorkov, and then nosin shevach v'hodaya.
Oh, just a question on the way he presents it.
Yeah.
When he says, she had the yom, and then he says umagid shvachu. What did he mean?
He's telling you how to do it. Magid shvachu kodesh baruch hu v'yachkach shol tzarkov. Okay, yeah. So in that light, your question is based on a premise that we're really just trying to get our needs. But before we do, we have to give a shevach, right? That's not true. That's not true. The mitzvah, then it would just be if you need things, daven.
It's more like the
right?
Ramban.
Well, the Ramban is different. Ramban is different. Ramban says the eis tzara. It's a different idea to know that God is the matzil and moshiach. That's a different mitzvah according to Ramban. But. You have to understand, we naturally tend to lay a great importance on the Shoel Tzarkov. And you view a preliminary and a postscript, right? To what you deem is important. But that's not what it is. That's not what Tefillah is. Tefillah is Avoda. And avodah shebelev means to avodah shebelev in terms of tefillahs and avodah shebelev, each part is essential. Each part stands on its own. There's an order to the way the parts relate, but it's not a shevach in order that I can ask for my needs, and then I have to thank before I leave.
With this, it comes out. Not only is the other part also effective, but the middle part isn't even totally about you. In other words, you should come up with something to ask for, even if there was something you didn't.
Okay, one second. So the Kuzari, in the Kuzari, he has a nice discussion about tefillah also. So he has a similar. He says like this. It's in the beginning of the third maimon. He says, "The saintly." This is a translation of it from this guy, Korobkin. I don't know. Anyway, the saintly person's tongue will be in accord with his thoughts. He will not say more than he is thinking. He will not recite his prayers by rote or second nature like a crow or a parrot. Rather, each word will be accompanied by the proper thought and intent. This time, which he takes for prayer, will be to him the most excellent and choice of times. He will view all other moments of his life as pathways leading to this moment. His very innards will crave this time, for during it he will resemble spiritual beings and will be divested of the physical. Okay? And he goes on to say why we have to daven three times. Says this order of prayer is for his soul as food is for the body. He prays to sustain his soul just as he eats to sustain his body. The spiritual blessing that he gleans from prayer lingers with him until the next prayer service, just as the sustenance from one day's meal lingers until he eats at night. The longer his soul goes without prayer, the more it is darkened by the influences of worldly affairs. Okay, so the point is what? The point is what I'm trying to stress over here. The point is what? The point is that Amida B'Tfila is not really to get things. It's not really, there's me, and then I want my stuff. Right? It's to bring you back into a reality. It's to bring you, he's saying, the times of Tfila, really, the Amida L'Fnei Hashem, really, he says, counteracts the effect of being drawn into the physical world. There's a time to focus and to reaffirm what's true and what's real. And he goes through this. He develops this idea further that once a week, you need, three times a day, you need tefillah to bring you back into reality. Once a week, you need a Shabbos to bring you back into reality. And different things at different times, on different levels, you need another event, and Yom Kippur eventually, once a year. But the point is that the Amida L'Fnei Hashem is not essentially to ask your needs. He's saying it's just the experience of davening itself is the greatest benefit. That's really the greatest benefit, right? So again, it's not, you can't look at it like I need things, but I have to do a preamble and a postscript in order to get them. That's still looking at it like it's me and I want things, and this is the way to get things, right? That's not tefillah. That's not tefillah. Tefillah is really an avodah shebelev, and an avodah shebelev, all avodah in the Torah, avodah shebelev is for the person to recognize God. That's the purpose of avodah. That's really the purpose of avodah.
So what's the idea of bakasha?
So it would seem like this, that what? It would seem that we have to, that part of the avoda is correct, is recognizing that there are three ideas that we have to. You feeling better, Johnny?
Yeah.
Okay. There are three elements to the avoda. recognizing God's existence and power, and that's the Shvachos Shemakom. Shvachos Shemakom. Then recognizing that we need God for our daily needs, and then appreciating and giving, being Makir Tov for what we already, for what we have. You understand? It's three parts. One does not really serve the other. That's why he's saying it's like an Eved who's Mesader Shvachos L'Fnei Rabo. Because the Eved is doing it to get something. But we're not. We're not really, we're not being Mesader Shvachos to get something. We're being Mesader Shvachos for ourselves. So that we, so that the reality is clear to us. And then we're Mavakesh. We do Bakasha. That's also a limit to us. Everything is a limit to us, that we should elevate ourselves, like the Kuzari says. You have to elevate yourself. Rabbi Yehuda Levi says that we're elevating ourselves and bringing ourselves, realigning ourselves with the ideas of Torah. So that's what I'm saying. In that sense. Yeah. Okay. So that seems. I mean, that's the basic foundation. We have to operate in that framework when we're trying to understand these sugyas. Okay. But what is? So what is the? So in that sense, how can we? So what were we saying yesterday? We were trying to explain yesterday. The sheet says that you can add Zachrein L'Chaim. Ram is one of those shitas, by the way. Ram is not against the minhag. Ram doesn't exactly doesn't say what to do, but he says it is a minhag. It's a minhag. He says Yesh Makomos Shenagu Lahosif Baseras Yomim Elu Bibracha Rishona Zachrein L'Chaim Uvashniya Michamocha Avrachamim Buhoda Zachor Rachamecha Umosif Bibracha Achrona B'Sefer Chaim. V'chein yesh mekoma shenogu losef ba saras yomim elu the bracha shlishis of v'chein tein pachtecha. Yeah, that one didn't catch on. that what? That who does that? The tamer nim do that? Yeah. So that's the idea of the Rishonim, let's say, that you can say it. That what? That, see, it's not really an order. It's not really an order that I have to give Shevach before I can ask a Bakasha. Right? It's not really an order. You understand? It's not really an order that the Shevach now serves as an introduction to allow me to make Bakashos.
So would you correct to say that it's not an order for the Bakashos, but it is an order for the person, or is the person...
One second. I'm working on one side now.
So how is it that the Eved, the Mashal and the Gemara, is not right then?
No, that's why I say it's Doma to that. There is a certain... We follow that format, but we're not doing the same thing. We're not doing the same thing like he is. The Eved is trying to butter up the Adon. He is trying to make him like him.
So why would you do that then? You just say it's doma to... that's the worst thing to tell is doma then. To tell me that it's doma to the thing that we don't want you to think.
It's doma. I mean, say it's the same format, but it's not doing the same thing. It's a good question. Why do we model it like that? Why do we model it like that? Why do we model it after that?
I don't think it's necessarily that he's trying to butter him up. It seems like an issue of like you'd have to, like, you go before any king, you would first say, have some kind of preamble. Like
right, but why would the king? But why would the king? But with the king, it's a different. Yeah, you're going to say it is like I said. Why would the king give him something if he first gives him kavod? Because he has to be worthy of it.
He's saying though that it's just something. It's just kavod demanded.
I mean, it's similar in the sense that the adon is only that the eved is only going to be deemed worthy by the king if he recognizes the greatness of the king first, mm-hmm. Right?
But then you still have an order that's necessary. You still have to do one before the other, and then that follows, and there's still
that's correct.
That relationship.
See, I think the order issue, that's what it's saying. It's doma in terms of order. That we can't approach God in an inferior way that we would approach man. Can you say?
Yeah, when you take the phone, your father wants to call.
Okay. No one's on the phone anyway.
Okay. No one planning on calling in?
No. I don't know.
Okay.
The order does matter, and it still might have the problem that we ran into yesterday. Right? Just say simply that after what we saw both from the Rambam and the Avoda and the Levi, right, that the each part of the tefillah is there for its own purpose, not to serve as a buttress for anything else. So then, since the Shabbat is, I need the perfection that I'm going to get from being the Shabbat. So it could be that there is a proper order in terms of what the goal of tefillah is for the person. In other words, tefillah is supposed to have an effect on the guy, right? And in terms of having the appropriate effect, it should have an order to be most effective. But not that each piece is for another component. It's all the while for the guy, but there's still appropriate order for it.
Right. It's not. That's true.
The order doesn't necessarily imply that it's for the other piece.
Right.
For the guy.
Okay. Good. So in line, so something I say. So the answer that we were saying yesterday is like this: that it's not that you can't do a Maisa Bakasha before a Shevach, right? But the order is that the first part of Avoda is recognizing God, like we were saying yesterday. Dalef Nemiyata Omid. So it's not a din that you can't. It's not a din that we're mishabeach first in order that we can ask. You know what I'm trying to say? But the proper response when you come before God, the first response is the shevach. In terms of avoda. When you're coming before God, like Reuven Levi says, you're coming out of your world, you're withdrawing from the mundane, and now you're in the presence of, now you're standing with Habore. The first impression on man has to be one of awe and praise. That has to be the first reaction. That has to be the first reaction. Just recognizing the fact that you're standing before a true reality and you withdrew, just have to be appreciative of this recognition, of this idea, of this change. To try to go into a personal means you never left your old system. In other words, you're in the old frame. You're living your life in a certain framework, in a false framework, right? A mundane framework. Now, if you would come to do bakasha immediately, that would not be a recognition of the change. It was a tremendous change. A minute ago, you were in the mundane world, concerned about does your tie match your jacket, right? And now you're standing with Lufnei Melech Malchei Amlochem. There has to be a recognition of that transition. There has to be a transition. That transition is Shevach. Without the Shevach, you're not recognizing the transition. If you go to a Bakasha, then your framework is the same and you're just doing something in that old framework. That's wrong. That's not right. Hashem Sefosai Tiftach Ufiyah Yitiyosah. You don't even, the first thing you say is you're looking at Tehillah. You want to give Tehillah. You don't say, I make my bakashas. You don't even, it's not even on your mind. First thing is that you should give proper praise.
Besides for the mashal, why would Hodah go first then?
Hodah doesn't, because Hodah is still in reference to yourself.
It's not though.
Hodah, it is, because you're thanking for things that you got.
That everyone got.
No, but you still are. You still are half in the old framework because you're still thinking about yourself a little bit. It has to be just an awe of Lifnei Miyata Omid. And there's no room for anything but just but shevach. There's no room for anything but shevach. Yeah.
Along with Jeremy saying, I'm a little confused. Like, if you're gonna be saying you're thinking a little bit of yourself when you're thanking, so why can't you? Why wouldn't you say the same thing by the brachos, by the extra things we add in?
We didn't talk about those yet. I didn't talk about those yet. But what I'm saying, the section is not a section of hodah. It's a section of shevach. The shevach has to be the first reaction.
It's not a problem just because you're bringing out a truth of Hashem and not just like a relative.
I'm not giving the answer yet. I'm just trying to say I want to take a broader approach to the right. Okay. So yeah. So that's why shevach has to go first. But what we're saying is that what? That it's that shevach has to go first. Why? That's the first form of avoda. The first form of the avoda is the avoda of recognizing who you're before, and acknowledging that you're before a different reality. So, in that sense, they hold the Rishonim held that it's not an isser to make a bakasha. That's not the halacha. The halacha is you have to be osek. In right now, you have to be osek in the idea in shevach. I'm not saying anything more than we said yesterday. Really. I'm just trying to put it into a deeper framework.
Explaining what the need, the objective.
Because that is tefillah.
Because that is the
Talmid is the root of tefillah.
Right, and the avodah has three sections, three components, mm-hmm. three phases.
Well, what would be the difference in saying magid shevach and no saying shevach avodah?
What do you mean?
The Rambam says that the first part of Shemoneh Esrei is Magid Shevach, and then the third part is No Saying Shevach Voda. Is there a difference between saying like you're being Magid the Shevach as opposed to No Saying?
I can't do those kinds of details right now.
Okay,
it's a good question. But we got to stick our, we got to keep to the target. We got to keep our eye on the target right now. Okay.
So we're saying this has the fact that you have to have shevach before the bakasha has nothing to do with the fact that you want to put your bakasha in the proper framework, because the bakasha itself already is in the proper framework. It's not like you're asking; you're just recognizing that he's the source.
Right.
So it's just because, like, the two separate things, but this one has to precede that one.
That's right.
The activity of a vote that you have to start.
It's not an isser to ask for things. It's not because it's an isser to ask for things before you before you do the praise, but there are three components to the tefillah, and the first phase has to be the phase of the recognition of the reality that you're before. Now, mentioning things like everybody's life is totally on you is okay. That's what they hold. That's the sheet over there. But what I'm interested in is the okay, and that makes sense. I can understand that. But what's the sheet of the others that are adamantly opposed? That's what I'm curious. That's what we didn't really get into yesterday. Plus, we have your question from yesterday that you asked me before Shir, which is a valid question, is whether the Masechah Sofrim is agreeing or is it a different reason? That was the Masechah Sofrim says only Mutar and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Is that the same thing as this Shita? Or is it different? And why are they arguing about whether it's Mutar and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur alone as opposed to... I see, so the Prisha on the bottom of the tour, he says he thinks that the Masechah Sofrim has a different answer. They had to take away the phone. Sorry. But he doesn't give what the Sofrim is. Okay. Yeah, so what does the Bahag say? He's the main proponent of the Shita. What does he say? You have him over there in that Rashba? Or in the Torah? I think the Torah quotes the same thing as that Rashba,
yeah,
right? In Kuf Yud Beis?
They switch a line at the end.
He says like this. He says, "Hadam Rafuna Yolam Al Yishal Olam Tzorkov Begimel Achrona." This cost of Rav Haigon, the Hani Mili Tzorki Yochid, the Tzorki Rabim Sholim, the Hakol Gimel Achrona, Sheilas Tzorki Rabim Ninu. Yeah, did he have a different gersa
for Rav Haigon?
For just Gimel Achronos?
Didn't say
Rishonos. Huh?
You mean just didn't say Rishonos?
Gimel Achronos? I don't know. Did he have a gersa like that? It doesn't say Rishonos. Vafilu tirtza lefanecha avodah seinu shayu oma b'mikdash tzorachu. So in other words, the even when there was a mikdash, so they weren't saying v'sechazen enenu b'shufchot siyom rachamim, right? They weren't asking for the return of the mikdash, but the bracha still said that the avodah should be pleasing before you. It still was a type of a bakasha, still a type of a request, right? And sim shalom is also a tvias v'tzarkei tziburhu. So he's saying the last three, when it says you can't ask your request, in the last three, he says that's definitely talking about tzarkei yachid, because the last three brachas really are tzarkei rabim, or bakash tzarkei rabim. Would say, now we say that the mikdash should be returned, then they said the avodah should be good, and we ask for shalom, right? He says that's definitely a tviya and a tzarach of the rabbim. A tviya means like a claim, right? You're making a claim, you want something. Elami uafagav dehochin. Oh, you see, they put the comma in a good spot here. Without that comma, it gets confused to be, right? Afagav dehochin, even though that's the case, gotta make sure you stop over there. Sholosh brachos rishonos l'shevachin amuros. Those are praise. Ve'ein bohem mokom tviyas tzorach. Lo l'tzibor v'lo l'yachad. V'lo muhugan l'rabban. Afilu mandam azachin l'chayim ba'avos. U'mandam azchorach amecha ba'odo. V'afilu mandam arbachanako apurim. K'mo shesisa nisim l'rishonim. Kein tasa nisim l'achronim. So he sounds like he sows to himself. Right? He sounds like he sows himself. Because first he starts out saying that the last three brachos is a place for tviyas and tzarkei rabim. Right? He says that's true, the last three brachos. That is requests and tzarkei rabim. But the first three are pure shevach. So now you would expect him to say you can't add anything in the first three, but you can add things in the last three. But then no, he goes, nope, you can't add anything anywhere. Why not? He makes the chilek of the first three and the last three. Right? But then he says you can't add anything anywhere. Right? And then the Halachas Gedolos also has a similar thing. But he has one exception. He allows you to say things after Sim Shalom. The Soliku Luhu Yudches. So that's the Beis Yosef doesn't like that. He says, what do you mean? The davening's not over. Right. Davening's not over.
There's a special idea of Yudches.
Okay, so let's understand this. So what is the Rav Haigon's sheet over here? I mean, how does he explain this? Why are there tzarkei tzibur in the last three brachos? Why are there tzarkei tzibur in the last three brachos? And why is there no makom for a tviya in the first three brachos? Right?
Yeah.
A claim.
Yeah. What does that mean? Order for claims? Is that saying?
Can't ask for anything. I mean, you can't ask for anything. Can't say I want something.
But he's saying you can't do that neither.
Yeah, it's funny. He starts out saying the last three are different than the first three, and the first three have no place for it. And then he knocks out everything. So
what? Why does he knock out the last three?
He says, "Nein, v'lo mehugan l'rabban, v'afilu mandam zochein l'chaim ba'avos, v'mandam eschor rachem ha'chavoda, v'afilu mandam amar." Oh, you mean he doesn't knock out the last three? Just the he doesn't like those things with Chanukah. V'chein azavad nizam l'achronim. V'ani mili rav
rehiul.
You mean he sounds like he's saying, "Oh, you're right. Maybe you're right." I mean, he would allow the ones in the last three. You're right.
What is he saying about the Zafran of the Chayim and Zafran of the Chanukah?
Not to say them.
He's saying not to say them, right?
Not to say them.
Wait, the Chanukah and Purim is
an We don't have that. They used to say something. Kemosha, Sisa, Nisim,
Rosh Hashanah. Oh,
okay. They used to have a line like that.
Isn't that something like if you forget, like in benching and then it's like the makeup thing?
Oh,
something
to say
like
that line?
I think it's something like that.
Yeah. But the Bahag held he can't say even in the last three. I mean, Rav Hai sounds like he's saying you can say in the last three. Rav Hai saying you can't say in the last three, but you can say it after Sim Shalom. Right? Yeah. Okay, so what do you say over here?
Just factually, when he says that, Sim Shalom, is that in the bracha Sim Shalom or after you say
it? Right before, like we do it. Just like we do it.
Right before the bracha. Changes the bracha. Oh, okay.
So we're reading Rav Hai going that you can not insert in the beginning, but you can insert in the end.
Yeah, he sounds like he's saying that. You're right. I made a mistake. Yeah. So what do you say? So why is the first three? What's the machlokas over here? What is Rav Haigon saying? When the Bahag? Why in the first three, if in the last three you do have tvios and sheva tvios, so why in the last three do you not?
So we're saying it's not so specific.
Right. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I jumped the gun. I read it wrong. Yeah.
And Bahag is saying that you can't. He's saying also that you can't add anything except for the fact that we have.
Except for after Sim Shalom.
Right. And that's only because it's...
But how do they answer the argument? What do they say? What do they hold? Why is there no makom for any tviya in the first three? First three are shevach, and there's no makom for tviya.
There's a seder, Rafa seder. There's a flow that's supposed to go throughout the whole tefillah. I mean, and to interrupt that flow, it's not really the same tefillah.
Okay. Yeah, so you were saying, Jeremy, that what? You're making a chilek this morning.
Not what he was saying, or the first
time? The chilek, you're making a chilek.
Is it
the Chora Chamecha?
Right, is it that what's contradictory to Shevach is the Bakasha, right?
Right.
The actual mice of asking is contradictory, right? Or is it that, and even if the Totsah is, the outcome is the fact that you have an objective realization doesn't make a difference because you had a Bakasha, right? Or we're concerned is that the fact that you're objective, that you have an objective, that you have an objective realization, I don't really care how you come about it.
Right. Do you have a sitter? Are you by the sitter now?
What?
You have a sitter over here, I see.
There's
a sitter
right there. Right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So it seems to me like this. It seems to me that what the Gaonim are saying, see, like you mentioned yesterday, David, it says you have to be misader shvachol lefnei rabbo. It's like an evan ha misader shvachol lefnei rabbo, right? There's a certain activity of being misader shevach. To be misader shevach. Misader shevach means what? To be misader shevach means you have to compose. You have to compose shevach. Right? You have to order it. Something that has an outcome of shevach is not a sidur of shevach. In other words, to be misader shevach means.
Right.
You have to be involved in the activity of giving a shevach. To do a maisa of bakasha is a different activity. It's true, it might have the result of a shevach, but that's what we were saying yesterday. That's not a maisa of giving shevach. It might be in the framework of shevach. It might exist not contrary to the recognition of what of shevach. But it's not a Mesader Shevach. You're not a Mesader Shevach. But what's the idea? So why do you, what's the Machlokas though? What's the Machlokas though, really? Seems to me like this, that what the Gaonim are saying is, that you need, they're looking at the Tefillah a little differently. They're saying that the first section of Shevach is not just a mitzvah of recognizing God in terms of the Bore, in terms of the Manhig, in terms of the Ris Avos. It's not that. It's more than that. It's not just recognizing those ideas. It's much more than that. It's what? You need a matir to be omed lefnei Hashem. You need a matir. They look at the tefillah, they're looking at the first section of Shevach as the matir to be omed lefnei Hashem. What's the matir to be omed lefnei Hashem? Because you are Meshabeach. That's the only right you have to approach God. Is as a Mesader Shevach Hoshamakom. As a Mesader Shevach. the Maisa Bakasha needs a matir of being a Mishabeach. Just because a Bakasha has an implication of Shelach, it doesn't give it a matir. Can you ask me a question from the Rambam?
I don't know, but wasn't Tefillah just a free-for-all originally? Was that like a... Like
nothing, no, never a free-for-all. With his spalel, means to judge yourself.
What's the implication of...
He's saying there was no set text, but it always had to have a Shevach and a Bakasha and an Odo. But there's no set text.
Didn't they only say you have to have Shevach once they saw they needed to make
I'm not the Ram. The Ram is not learning as a matir.
I just want to see the structure.
Huh? He's just saying the structure. Yeah. The structure is to be Osek in Yoni Shevach, then Osek to recognize God in three ways, going to the Ram. As the one who the Shevach belongs to him, as the one who we gain our sustenance from, and as the one who has given us things in the past that we have to be makir tov for. So, in that sense, a lashon of a bakasha can also be a recognition of shevach. It's not contradictory.
This is back to the approach that you didn't want to take. What's the tefillah in the first place? Because seemingly here, it's a setup to go ahead and do bakasha. Meaning it's a matir to do bakasha, meaning your intention is to do bakasha. And it's not that bakasha is a reflection and not a bakasha, you know. So you really want that.
It's true. It's more closely related to that idea. But it does seem to follow that pattern a little bit more. but one second, hold on, yeah.
It's not a matter. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm misunderstanding, but I thought you were saying that it was not a matter to ask for bakasha, but it's a matter to be lifnei Hashem.
Correct.
So it's different.
Meaning
it's
what
not,
then?
It's not to ask for bakasha.
What are you doing
lifnei Hashem?
What are you doing lifnei Hashem? Is it a me? Is it a
that is the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. The
both.
Mitzvah is
both.
To be omed lifnei Hashem.
Even if you're omed lifnei Hashem.
That is the mitzvah. Now to be omed lifnei Hashem, that's how they're learning the Gemara. That's how they're learning the Gemara. That how are you omed lifnei Hashem? Like a person would be omed. If you would be omed lifnei Hashem in an inferior way than the person is omed lifnei Melech, then that would be a gnai. So first, you need a matir to be omed lifnei Hashem. But then if you would just leave, that would be a gnai. If once you are in the Fnei Hashem, you're not Shoel Tzarkov, then you're saying, then that's a gnai. Then that's a gnai. Right. Because then you're implying that he doesn't have a power to help you. Once you get entree to the king, and you don't ask for anything, then that itself is a gnai.
You shouldn't be kind of missed anyways, according to what you're saying. I mean, if you just daven, if you went through Shevach,
no, but that's the
mitzvah. If you went through Shevach and Bakasha and you stop right then, you should be able to do your mitzvah, because
no.
You were the Omei Lifnei Hashem.
Now I'm going to explain the last part. So why is the last part have She'elos? Yeah, Ken?
I don't understand the difference between the Shevach, like the outcome and being Osek in it.
Right. So if you're going to say that the first section of Brachos is to relate to God in terms of that you should have the recognition of God as one who, Gaius Delay, that he deserves that he is the true one that you should be Meshabeach. Right, it's just that recognition is what you're trying to foster. So it doesn't matter if it's in the lashon of a bakasha, as long as that idea is being conveyed, even if it's being conveyed through words of bakasha.
Okay.
But if you say to be omed lifnei Hashem, you only have the right to be an omed lifnei Hashem if you are ordering His praises. Right? What allows you to come before the king? The fact that you are ordering His praises. Okay. Then asking things is not ordering a praise. That's ordering something else. That's ordering help. Okay, one second. So that's the first two parts. So why are there tviyos in the last section? Right? The Gaonim are well aware of that. And that's what the Haigon starts out with, saying, hey, it's true, the last section does have these things. So what is the nature of the last section? What's the nature of the last section? What does Rashi say?
That's permission to leave.
Exactly. That's the three steps according to the Gaonim. There is having a right to come before the Melech. There's the activity before the Melech. And then there's Netilas Rishus to leave. The only way we have a right to leave is by saying what? That we wish we never could leave and we wish we could always be with you. That's the nature of those bakashas in the end. That we should have the hashgacha always with us. We should have the hashgacha always with us. That's what the Kuzari says. Listen to what the Kuzari says.
That's why Rashi says Netan
Rishus. And that's why we take three steps back. Why do we take three steps back but we face forward? You can never turn your back on the king. You never turn your back on the king. Why? Why do you never turn your back on the king? Because you want to show that you always want to be in his presence. Even though I have to leave, I want to be in your presence. If you would turn your back on the king,
you're done.
It would imply...
Who needs you?
You don't want to be in his presence anymore.
Stab you in the back.
What?
Stab you in the back.
So, that's what the Kuzari says about the last three. He says... immediately after this, he prays for a face-to-face manifestation of the divine presence, as was done for the prophets, saintly ones, and those who left Egypt with the blessing, "May our eyes see your return to Zion," which concludes with, "He returns his divine presence to Zion." He should at this point think to himself that the divine presence is standing in front of him and should bow down before it, just as the Jews did when they witnessed the divine presence. He therefore bows down in gratitude at the beginning and end of the following blessing of thanks, which is a blessing that includes both thanks to and praise of God for his goodness. He then says the blessing of peace, which concludes the Amida, so that his departure from the divine presence be with peace. So that's how they're understanding that, saying that the bakashos in the end, the requests in the end, is a necessary part of the leaving.
I'm sorry, they assume?
The Gaonim. Now it's interesting. Now that's an interesting machlokas. Apparently Rav Haigon holds once the tzura has bakasha, now you can't say that there's a lack in being a masader. Of being masader hodah, you can use the, once you see that there's a lashon of bakasha in the last three brachos, it's not a hefsik No, it's in the first three brachos, no bakash is allowed at all. Right? Because you just have to have a right to be there. So then any words of bakasha would be a hefsik from the inyan, would be a hefsik from the activity. Right? Rav Haigon held, it would seem, he held that since the tzura of the last three brachos, Even though the idea is Netilas Rishus to leave, but the Tzura does have Tevios, does have requests, it's not a Hefsik to have a Lashon of a request. It's not a Hefsik of the Inyan to have a Lashon of a request. But the Bahag was against that as well. Because he apparently held that just like you have to be a Mesader Shivacho, you have to be a Mesader in your Yitziah. And it's true the lashon is, it's true that the format is, it takes on a request, but the inyan is netilas rishus to leave. That's why he holds you can only ask at the very end, like you mentioned before, Jeremy, like the Bach mentions. That's why he allows it after the Sim Shalom, because after the Sim Shalom, even before the bracha, you're done as a mesader.
Or if I go and say what?
Rav Haigon, I don't know, Rav Haigon apparently held you could ask in the last three brachos as well. Because,
The first three
are impossible, by Rav Haigon. Because the Lashon is, because the... See, there's two points. I'm not really sure about the machlokes of Haigon and the Bahag, but I'm just saying that you can look at it. There are There's a point I can show you that maybe is what they're maybe is what they're arguing about, and that is like this. Then the first three brachos, the inyan is misadar shvacho, and that's not possible with a lashon of a bakasha. It's contradictory to that. It's a totally, it's a different activity. The nature of what you're doing is different. If you're asking for things, and if you're misadar shevach, okay. But the last three brachos is a different kind of a thing. It's netilas rishus to exit, and in that activity, you can have a lashon of requests, okay? Because we're saying that we wish we could have the mikdash back, we wish we could have the shechina dwelling among, but we have to go. But you're saying we're going with the recognition that we want to have the relationship continue, right? So the text does allow for the language of request. It's not really the inyan of requests. It still is the inyan of a hodah, right? But the lashon that it employs is that of a request. So apparently, Rav Haigo and El, that's enough of a matir to add in a bakasha. That also is in line with the sheva, because it's not a hefsik from the sidur dvarim, because they're the same sort. They're of the same. In the first three, it would be a total hefsek, because it's not the right inyan, and it's not even the right lashon. But in the last three, it's not really the inyan. That's really not the inyan of leaving, but it's not a hefsek in the tzura. Whereas the Bahag held, you have to, just like you're a Masad. No, he held it, just like you, Bahag held, no, it's exactly the same as the first three and the last three. Both have a seder. They just have a different seder. One is a seder of Shevach, and one is a seder of Hodah. It's true that the Hodah seder can be done through Sheila, but asking for Chaim has nothing to do with the Netilas Rishus to leave. So it's only when you finish that, Sim Shalom, can you ask. I mean, that machlokas needs to be defined better. I'm just saying that, I'm just trying to give a little bit of a, maybe an opening over there. I don't consider that a good definition. What?
The other side of the focus that both said, as long as the lakash is for the radam, it's okay. Does that have anything to do with matir, or is that
no.
an idea?
No, that has nothing to do with the matir. That has to do with the idea of saying that tefillah, you have to go through three types of an avoda. You have to have a recognition of God in three different ways. Recognition of God as the one who shevach, who should be, who the shevach belongs to. But that can also be recognized through a bakasha of a universal nature. Say, we all need our life. We're standing before you, and everyone needs their life. That itself is a shevach.
So is it going?
No, he's asking me back on the original sheet of that. But matir is a different idea. Matir will not allow any of that.
Can I ask a question factually?
Yeah.
So the Gaonim are saying that in terms of the first three brachot, you can even have an insert.
The Gaonim?
Yeah.
No, the Gaonim are against their... The Gaonim. The Machlokas and the Gaonim. All the Gaonim agree the first three cannot be added.
So the Machlokas is in the last three. Right. Between the...
Rav Haig and the Bag.
Right. Okay.
Right, because matir in the first three definitely will be contradictory to the idea of a matir of a big Messiah Shavach. But in the last three is a question, because you are asking things. So the thing is, you ask, huh?
What were you saying about matir?
Because if you're going to say that you need a matir to be omer the thing Hashem, and that matir is to be Messiah Shavach, then asking for things is not acceptable.
Well, couldn't it be a matir either way? Either matir this, or matir that, or be a matir either way.
What do you mean? The last three, you mean?
No, the first three.
A matir either way.
Which matir are you talking about? I'm talking about
the matir to stand before God.
Right. So couldn't either side be a matir? You can either be a matir one way or the other way.
It's too vague. I'm not sure what you're saying. You need to fill in some of those
ways.
You can either have a matir by getting the result of being a mishabeach, or you can have a matir by ordering, using the.
No. Because I'm saying, if you're going to learn the idea of a matir, will not allow the shevach by way of implication. The shevach by way of implication means that's not the overt activity that you're doing. And if I say you need to be involved in the activity of giving shevach in order to stand before God, then because it has an implication of shevach, doesn't make it an activity of a shevach.
It might
reflect ideas of shevach. But you need to, the only way you're allowed to be here is because you are giving praises as a giver of praises is what allows you to come.
Or you have to be a, or it has to qualify your gavra. And that's the magid.
But now you're taking the idea of a matir and you
just I don't understand the matir idea.
I don't understand why
it's necessary at all. How it fits in.
How it fits in?
Yeah.
I'm saying like this. There's two ways to look at the first three brachos, right? You could look at the first three brachos that you have to be osek in a certain that there's an avoda of tefillah. Right, and the avodah of tefillah requires a person requires the person to recognize God on three planes in his mind, as the ultimate source of reality and the bris avos and that he has the power and that he's the kadosh, right? The idea of shevach. You have to. That's the first step of avoda, to recognize those ideas, right? Second step of avoda is to recognize ideas that our daily sustenance continues through from God, and we have tzarkei rabim, and we have tzarkei yachid, tzarkei rabim. We need things from God, and then the last step is a recognition of hakar satov. Okay. So as long as I say things that bring to mind the ideas of shevach in the first bracha, right? Then I'm doing the right avoda in that first bracha, right? It's just a ma'isa avoda. I need to have that kind of a ma'isa avoda.
That's Rishonim.
That's like the Rambam and those Rishonim, right?
That you can
ask Tzarkov in the first bracha, Tzarkei Rabim, because it just has to have a certain nature. You have to do an avoda that's a recognition of shvacho shel makom. That is the avoda, to recognize, to be makir shvacho shel makom.
So why can't you answer your question?
So you can.
I know why. I
don't. What?
Why?
Tzarkei Rabim?
Yeah, why?
Because he's saying that is a shevach, that the whole world needs God is a form of shevach.
Right.
It's not, it's like Jeremy says, it's not a maisa shevach. It's a maisa. I would say, what is the type of statement? Is it a plaintive statement, or is it a complimentary statement? It's definitely a statement, overtly, it's a statement of bakasha. If I could classify statements, right? The nature of the statement is definitely a statement of asking for something, zachrein l'chaim, right? But
functions.
But the idea that it conveys is a shevach, that now during these 10 days the whole world is standing before you as the Melech HaOlam and the Dayan HaEmes and the Shofet, and we're expressing that idea through the words of a bakasha. But that doesn't matter. The main thing is to express that idea in the first three brachos, right? So, in that sense, the whole order of avoda is really sort of what we're saying is three separate parts, and there is a logical seda to it, but there are three steps of avoda, three parts, right? The Gaon was saying more. They're saying that tefillah is an idea of omid lifnei Hashem. That's the essence of the mitzvah, to be omid lifnei Hashem. And you have to be omid lifnei Hashem, in the proper way. Okay? And that they take a mashal to an evident Arab. And they're saying, the first thing is just the right to be omid lifnei HaMelech. Is it something you have to earn? Just like a melech, you don't have a right just to barge in on a melech. Okay? That's what they use a muscle for. You have to have a right to be there. What is the right to be there? The activity of a mishabeach is the right, is what gives you the right to be there. Okay, but it's the activity of being a mishabeach that gives you the right to be there. Asking requests that imply shevach is not the activity of a mishabeach.
Why not?
Because that's not the activity.
What do you mean? I don't understand what the difference is.
don't understand why that's not why you can't be a mishabeach, even if the thing that you're saying, even if it's a request, if it's still in the form of a shevach.
It's not in the form of shevach. It implies shevach.
Okay.
It implies shevach.
And that won't work for matir.
But it's not a maisa of shevach. It's only an implication of shevach. That's what the Rishonim say. Say, why is it a shevach? Because it's a shevach that everybody comes to him, comes to God needing things.
Right, let me ask you a different kind of question.
1 second. Is that one settled?
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you start with the idea of a matir and then work towards the other part, the part about it then being
in other words, I think what Jeremy says is the first step. You got to recognize the chilek between the maisa. What is the maisa? The maisa. You can give all types of explanations today, from today till tomorrow, but the maisa is a maisa of a bakasha. You could say it. It implies. It shows. It tells. It teaches. But those are all explanations. Those are all connotations of the thing. Those are connotations. What's the difference between a denote? It doesn't denote shevach. It connotes shevach. It isn't shevach. It implies a shevach. Not a mice of a shevach. It has the implication of a shevach. Right? If I go to a doctor and I say, heal me, I'm not praising him. You say, oh, but why did you go to him? Okay. But that's a secondary thing. Right? That's saying the reason why I did it shows something about how I feel. But that's not what I did. I didn't express my... it wasn't an expression of praise. It was an expression of a request. Of course, you think into it and you realize I wouldn't go to a jerk. Right? So it must imply I hold from him. Right?
Yeah.
But that's not a maisa of shevach. So now you see that one side holds that as long as it brings to mind a shevach, that's enough. And the other side holds you need to actually do a maisa of shevach. Right? And that's why he says it's not a place for tvias. It's not a place for that type of lashon. That his lashon is very meduyak. The way he expressed it. He says this is not a place. That's why he says it like that. It's not a makom for tvias tsarach, lo letzibur v'lo liyachid. It's not a place for that type of a maisa, for that type of a maisa. You can explain it all you want, but it's a maisa tvia.
Yeah,
I was wondering if the whole idea is a matir to be omer lefnei Hashem. Once your omer lefnei Hashem is complete, right? Unless you're gonna say that's like a qualitative thing, it's only complete after Hodah.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. But you have to. You can't treat that's like the question. You can't relate to God in an inferior way than you relate to a man.
But that's just a separate thing. I mean, if you're saying the mitzvah is being omer lefnei Hashem, then you
no,
did
but
the mitzvah.
Omer lefnei Hashem. Omer lefnei Hashem means like an Adam is omer lefnei Hashem. You as an Adam have to be omer lefnei Hashem. And the way a person is omer lefnei a melech is a model for how a person who recognizes God should be omer.
When you say omer, you mean as a complete process. Meaning,
yeah,
I guess,
right.
Meaning it's not that you were omer and then like, let's say I was omer lefnei melech and then I cursed the melech, right?
Right.
So you were omer.
Right.
But you want to say Tfilah is different. Amida includes the Hodah and everything that has to do with the fact that
you were Omid in front of Melech and you cursed him out, then you don't think he's much of a Melech.
I mean, you still were Omid, nonetheless.
Yeah, no. Well, we're never Omid.
Me. What's the mitzvah?
Because we're never Omid Lefnei Hashem.
Hold on.
Right, we're never Omid Lefnei Hashem. Because Hashem is not something, it's not Shayach to that. Not Shayach to that Lashon. So Omid Lefnei Hashem means that we're omed with the proper ideas of Hashem. That's the only way we can be considered omed with Hashem.
Then you're sort of bringing it back to the other sfera, close to the other sfera. It's not really the fact that you're asking him for anything. It's that you have the correct notions of the fact that he's...
Because it's avoda. Everybody agrees it's avoda. What is avodas Hashem? Avodas Hashem is not like an avodas boss of a dom. Avodas Vos of Adam is to serve that thing, but for that thing's benefit. But Avodas Hashem is always for us. It's always for us.
No, I'm saying that, is it the fact that we're asking Bakasha as a praise, or is it asking Bakasha because we really need things? Which one is it?
I don't want to get into that question. I don't want to get into that question. Pash just coined it to Rambam, it's because it's a mitzvah of Avoda. That's why we do it. Not because we need things. Because it should be. If it's just otherwise, it should just be. If you need things, daven. If you don't things, don't daven. Like the Ramban.
Right.
It's but even Ramban agrees with the Rabbanan that this is the mitzvah.
Right.
It's just a question of whether it's the rice or the Rabbanan. But I'm saying that it would be lacking in your Omei Lifnei Hashem as if you wouldn't ask for things. That would be implying that he's powerless.
You're saying you're lacking, but you are Omei. Meaning, like, which one is it? Are you Mekayim the mitzvah or not?
Well, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah.
Why not? You tell me the mitzvah is Omei Lifnei Hashem,
you're
Omei Lifnei
Hashem. Because you must have a wrong idea of Omei Lifnei Hashem if that's how you act. If that's how you act, then you're lacking the proper idea of Omei Lifnei Hashem. If you can be Omei Lifnei Hashem and then just turn your back and walk out, then obviously your recognition of the recognition during the Amidah was lacking.
When you're in your Shevach?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's the implication from the mitzvah. Or at least that's what the mitzvah is trying to teach you.
I mean, but you're telling me you can have absolutely no kavana on the words, right? Let's say you understood the first three brachas.
Let's not confuse perfection and being yotzei mitzvahs right now. Let's not confuse.
I'm saying we're just talking about yotzei mitzvah, right?
No, I'm not talking about yotzei mitzvah. I'm talking about the true ideas of the tefillah. That's what I'm really talking about.
But it'd have to play in with the concept of tefillah. I mean, when you yotzei mitzvah tefillah, when you're not yotzei mitzvah.
No. The halachic system of when a person is yotzei and not yotzei, that's a whole separate system. I'm talking about when they were misadir the brachos, they were misadir them al pi, the true ideas of Amid Lefeshah.
Ideals.
The ideals. Because, the ideals. So like Avram did. Like Moshe did. I mean, they had an idea. Right? And that's a question. Like, there's a pseudo-philosophical question that's common. And that is, why does a person have to be dressed when they daven? Right? I'm not saying this is the particular question, but it runs along this theme.
What is God?
Right? If I really understand God, I know that God doesn't care if I'm naked or not.
Right.
What's the difference? Of course I dress that way for a person because he'd get angry. But God doesn't get angry. God, I'm not insulting. Right? Why can't I be a real philosopher? And I'll be a manuvel and I'll stand before God like a total manuvel. That should be the highest level of avoda. Right?
Absolutely.
No, I'm just saying I would just change a thing. You know, meaning, if Omei Lifnei Hashem, I just wouldn't say the mitzvah is Omei Lifnei Hashem. I say the mitzvah is a more complete idea.
So that's what I'm saying. There is a relation, there is a kesher. There is a kesher between how you act towards a melech boser v'dom and how you act towards a melech malchui amlachah. If you act inferior to God than to man, then all the philosophy in the world is nice. But in fact, you're instilling in yourself, in an at least on a basic level, that the man is greater than God.
Something for them to feel.
Man is not that intellectual to be able to rise above all of these things and completely say it's not true. When a person says that he does it for the king just because he's afraid, it's not true. He enjoys it. He enjoys being like that in front of the king. Makes him feel good. So he's getting a certain satisfaction out of man that he's not getting that he's not relating to God. That eventually is going to pull him. His emotions will if you don't use those emotions properly, they're going to be invested in the wrong thing. And that's what we're saying. You have to be Ovid Hashem b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha with all of your levavos. Yetzer tov and yetzer ra. It means to say those emotions, it's wrong to say, well, I'll be intellectually, I know that I can be Omei Lifnei Hashem any which way. And then all these other things are just the Yetzer Ra. Right? Yeah. But that's wrong. Because that's what the Gemara says. You have to be Omei Lifnei Hashem b'chol levavcha. Because if you don't use those things towards God, it's not like you don't use them at all. They're going to be reinforced in the wrong direction. And eventually it will cause a total schism. So that's what I'm saying over here. If you would be Omei Lifnei Melech Malchei Amlochem, Jeremy, in an inferior way that you would stand before a regular king, That's that. On a very basic level, it's reinforcing in your mind the notion that God is inferior. Cannot do that. The tefillah cannot be misudar any less than a person would approach a regular a physical king. I'll give you another example. Like, let's say, you have a mitzvah of kavod for a chefta shel mitzvah, right? Like your tefillin. You have to treat your tefillin as davar shehas a kedusha. You have to treat them in a certain way. Why? What was the big deal? Just parchment and letters. I'll do the mitzvah with them, and then I'll put them in a heap later, right? If you do that, then it will instill in you an idea that these things are really not important. You can't.
You're fooling. You can't.
You can't. Then the asiyas ha-mitzvah will not have any special ramification. You have to understand, we use the mitzvos as a means to elevating ourselves. We need the mitzvos. And part of having the mitzvos help us, we have to do everything we can that to help the mitzvos help us.
But do you remember when you brought that up by Sefer Torah?
Yeah, that's separate. That's exactly right. That's what we said over there. Now you have to do everything you can to help the mitzvah help you. And if you treat it poorly, then it will not have the impact when you take them out and put them on that it should. It could be I'm not talking about a guy who's a tremendous chacham but just I'm talking practically. So to say that's why we say it has to be doma like an eved to the melech. It has to be.
So this machlokas on the surface seems to be describing two different ways that man relates to his tefillah.
Yeah.
So specifically, you're saying that the gaonim are requiring you to do a maaseh tefillah.
Right.
So you say that on the other side, the gaonim are obligating you to be a meshubach.
Yeah. We have to be his osek in. You have to have the recognition of the shevach. All you need is the recognition of the shevach. Okay. So that I think is okay. So that I think is the Gaonim and the Rishon. But what about the Maseches Sofrim? That they were only matir on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Right.
Is that a different svara, or is that the same svara, just some?
Seems like a different svara.
I'd like to hear what it is, because I don't really. What's the difference, svara? Yeah.
Why can't you just say simply that on those 2 days that the tefillah is a different chalos? So they don't have this, you don't run into the same problem of the Seder. It's a different Seder on those days.
Let me ask you a question first before we get started. What does it mean, Bekushi Hitiru? What kind of a phrase is that? What does that phrase imply to you?
There's a problem.
It should be a problem, but...
Yeah, so is it Mutter or is it Aser? Is it Mutter or is it Aser?
Mutter.
So what's hard?
I mean,
why is it Bekushi?
You could have multiple Svara.
The tough svara.
No, but that doesn't really.
You can have multiple needs, right? But you have an overriding concern. So just because one happens to be stronger than the other doesn't mean the other one doesn't exist. It's also a problem.
So Bekushi Yitiru must mean that it is 100% mutter. It's 100% mutter.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Provided you have the proper kavanas. The proper ideas. Well, we don't have to. Squabble over words. What did you want to say?
I was thinking that you could say that there's another matir here.
Okay.
That's the idea.
So that's what they were afraid. That was, they were afraid to be matir it wholesale. They were afraid to be matir wholesale for fear that people would not be doing it in the right way. People would even though it's apparently they didn't like, they were afraid that people would become too invested in the bakasha aspect of it. As they agree with the svara, it would seem you must say they agree with the svara that even though it's a lashon of a bakasha, it's appropriate in these first three brachos. But they were worried that what?
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, but why do they limp? But why isn't the Seres Meitshuva good enough? I mean, the Seres Meitshuva is good enough for the Yerushalayim. Why do they dafka need Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur?
Since you're making changes already, people aren't going to focus in on these things in particular and invest a lot in them, because the whole tefillah is different, so there's not going to anything to single them out.
I think it's because it's only lifnei
Hashem. That's what he says, right? This is from Mishana Tefillah anyways.
They say that you're Mishana the Chasima.
And then as soon as you're doing that, you can be Mishana the whole Tefillah.
Well, it says Kashem Shechasimasa Mishuna Kach Tefillasa Mishuna, right?
So I'm saying, so since this is clearly a different kind of, Seder Tefillah anyways, the person's not going to relate to, this is the normal Seder Tefillah, but now we can start playing with the rules, because he's going to understand this is in a different context altogether.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that makes a lot of sense what we just said about the Hikishu Yitiru, because now, even though
that's
true... But
one second, more than that, let's focus on what does it mean that Chasima is different? Well, how is the Chasima different?
We're adding in
Malov, right? And painting Pachra and Malov. Apparently they did not do that all week long. Apparently they did not do that all week, huh?
It's not Mekadosh Shel Vazman.
Not Mekadosh Shel Vazman.
That's what it means. They changed it from Shar Yom Tov.
That what?
They changed the Chasima. So that's what he says.
Who says?
Isn't that what the quote was from the Sefer Sofer?
It doesn't really say what it means. It just says Kashem Shechasimos of Mishuna.
Okay, I might have mentioned
Yom
from Yom Tovim.
It doesn't say Mekadosh Shel Vazman.
That's what I'm saying, so it doesn't say
Mekadosh Shel Vazman. Kishem Shechasimotim
Shel
Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Meshur Mishar Yom Tovim.
Right.
Kach Tfilosin. You mean that what?
It doesn't say Mekadosh Shel Vazman. It doesn't have that template.
Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, it says, you mean?
What if it says includes...
Huh? You mean in the Bracha of Kedushas Hayom?
Right.
Okay.
It includes other themes like Malchus or Kapara on Yom Kippur. It's not just the generic formula for the Rugalim.
Okay.
I'm not sure where to go with that, but I'm saying that is the contract.
That is true. Yeah, what did you say? So what is the difference?
I mean, it seems like let's say you have the other regalim, right? So each one has its own theme, but it's not outside of the activities of the year. In other words, okay, so this is what we do at this time of year. But these 2 days is Yom HaDin and Yom HaKippur, literally. So a person is totally like removing themselves from the normal existence, from reevaluating everything. So their tefillahs are going to reflect. I mean, that's recognizing Malchus Hashem. Like it's a totally different perspective that a person has. So when the person is going to go through and engage in his shvachos and his bakashos, he's doing so.
Okay, Jeremy, what are you saying?
I mean, you can say that the day is the matir, right? I mean, the day is omer lefnei Hashem, right? And therefore, you don't need the shevach to take you out of the framework of...
He said, Baruch atah Hashem, this is Yom Kippur. Melech, mocha, v'soleach, l'avonaseinu, v'avonos, amo b'yisro, ma'avir, ashmaseinu, b'chol shonar, v'shonar, melech, al-kol aris, mekadish, shro, v'yom Kippur. Huh? A lot of melech in there?
No, I said it's going to be a long davening.
It's good. And Rosh Hashanah is?
The last time said.
Is also Melech, right? Yeah. Is also Melech. Ruch HaDashem, Melech HaKol Aretz. Mekadosh Shel Vazman. So they both have Melech HaKol Aretz. Melech HaKol Aretz. Right? They both have Melech HaKol Aretz. So there's an idea of what? That both of them contain the idea of Malchus Hashem.
Does that just help you
in
the first
yom,
section?
In the
this
yom.
Is, this is a different place in the tefillah.
In the yom. Hold on. In the yom. In the yom. They both have an idea of malchus. And I mean, that's... Huh?
What you say, which means we're being judged, and therefore we're already omid. You only have a choice. It's not like you're playing a regular day of the week where you're entering through it, and therefore that is recognition. You already have that. You already recognize the recognition, but the day recognizes it by itself.
Right.
I don't remember.
So this is the days of day.
So the whole day are in
the office.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's like
Jesus. Maybe not in the halakhic sense, but in terms of the person's mindset, there's definitely a reality to that.
We'll plug it.
I would say even
so
a
Yom Kippur.
I would say a Yom Kippur.
Because
that's the most bad feeling. You could enhance it, but I'm saying that's definitely, I would say even it is true. Halakhic day on Yom Kippur. That's the idea.
I don't know. It's very hard to find that machlokas. Why they limit it to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Because really the whole Seder Simei Tshuva, everyone is preoccupied with Mishpat.
Because
we change it Melech HaKadosh and Melech HaMishpat. Mm-hmm. Right? HaMelech HaKadosh and Melech HaMishpat.
Wouldn't the Sefer Sofer do that?
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. What?
It's not necessarily like an essential change in like those brachos. Like the brachos is still the same
correct.
Idea of Kedushas Hashem or
correct.
Mishpat.
Correct.
It's like a little tweak.
Correct. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. You're 100% right.
I mean, for all of you, you might want to say that, right? For the Sesame Shuba, all of you might want to do this. If you want to say that,
I'm going to say that.
That's the problem.
Yeah. No, that's, no, I'm saying that would help us include it.
And they say that's
still Masechah Sofer.
I think according to the Shuba world, it's a Sesame Shuba.
Yeah, I would say that maybe the Masechah Sofer is saying that the Matir, it's true the Matir is that it's a Shevach. That it's a Shevach, something interesting?
No.
So it's a Shevach, that's taken as a Shevach, because it's Sofer Rabbim. But it seems like maybe they held like this, that it's only appropriate on these 2 days, because although the Lashon is the Lashon of a Bakasha, and the Shevach is an implication, it has to be only in a Zman where the only thing on the person's mind is his existence. His life.
Which is only
those 2 days. All the other days of the week, we still have all the other Bakashas. In other words, it only can be a Shevach because the lashon of even though it's the lashon of bakasha, the idea of tzarkei rabim has to be evident from the whole day, not just that we're choosing a lashon of a tzarkei rabim. I'm not expressing it well, but
are you saying that's coming from?
No, it's bikushi itur means that they were afraid that a person would read zechrein lechayim, right, and still have a and think it's appropriate to make requests during this in the first three brachos.
Person less than fancy in Rosh Hashanah Kippur. It's just
well, that's
for some reason. For some reason on the guy's not gonna make that mistake.
What gives?
Right, exactly.
For some reason on that day, the guy's not gonna make that mistake.
Right, the person's not interested in all the frills and he's standing arguing, you know, for his life.
Huh?
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that.
No. By the way, why did they want to do it? Mm-hmm. Why did they want to do it? I mean, apparently they were caught. Apparently there is a kiyum that the malchus should be expressed in every single bracha. That idea of malchus should be expressed. There is a kiyum like that, apparently. That's what I was asking before. If there are real places for bakasha, that was one of the original questions. If there are appropriate places for bakasha, so wait!
Yeah.
But apparently there is a kiyum. Maybe that's what they held. That they held that since Yom HaKippur and Rosh Hashanah, Malchius is a real the idea of Malchius is essential to the day, then there's a kiyum, like you were saying, then there's an extra matir of having the idea of Malchius in every single bracha. If any other day of the week, there's no kiyum like that. There's no kiyum like that. So there's always a little bit of a danger, and you need a real kiyum to be matir. Well, the kiyum is that since the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Melech, and that's why the Chasim of the Bracha mentions Malchus, because the whole Kedushas Hayom is Malchus, there's a kiyum to have the theme of Malchus in every single Bracha.
Oh, right.
We already have it in Atta Kadosh, and now you're going to put it in the first two as well. Not good enough. No, the Malchus of Mishpat, the Malchus of Mishpat. But they're only Mati on those 2 days because of that. Zocher Yisur v'Chaim Rachman. Well, it's not really. I mean, it's not. It's just a Shevach. I saw the preacher bothered with that one. He says that's not a bakasha. It's not a bakasha. All right. I don't know. Let's think about it. Think about the
specifics.
So tomorrow, what I want to do is I want to give a shiur on Hilchos Tshuva in the Rambam.
Where?
You want to prepare
I mean, right now, I'm just going to go through the first, you know, five Pukim, but maybe I'll give you more detailed... I'll tell you what I'm thinking of.
Could be the first ten.
What I'm trying to focus on is there's certain contradictory themes that the Rambam seems to be developing in Tshuva.
Uh-huh.
Certain things seem contradictory. Like on the one hand, he seems to be saying like a shav should just feel like he's close to God immediately, and on the other hand, he's saying you have to always be doeg on what you did in the past. You know, sometimes he says you do tshuva and you get kapara immediately. And he says you gotta every Yom Kippur you gotta be fired again and again and again. You know, I mean, certain things seem to be like. Like it requires almost contradictory attitudes. And also, what is the whole idea of dark Yeshua? I mean, it's true, it is true. What's this whole thing with dark Yeshua?
Uh-huh.
Let's see if we can understand some of these. And also, all of the things in the Gemara, he will do all. I mean, the order in Rambam is very strange. All those things about how you do the avonos and kares. I mean, what does that do with the mitzvah of tshuva? All right.